I'm not sure about you, but often when I encounter problems and hardship and struggles in my life and things don't go the way I think they should, I start to wonder if God really knows what he's doing. I mean, does he have a plan and a purpose for my life? Or, you know, is it me? Is it things difficult because I'm on the wrong path? I think these must have been the questions that David was asking when he was running from Saul. He's sitting in the cave, and in Psalm 57, it says this psalm is written regarding a time he fled from Saul and he went into a cave, and it's to be sung to the tune of Do Not Destroy. But I'm just going to read this. I'm not sure of the tune, so I'll just read the passage. Verse 1 says, "Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy. I look to you for protection. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings until danger passes by. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who will fulfill his purpose for me." Seems to me that God has a purpose for David, and David's trying to remind himself that, yeah, God does have a purpose. Today what we're going to look at is we're going to see how even a problem can serve a purpose in God's plan if we stay in the process. Even a problem can serve a purpose in God's plan if we stay in the process. So firstly, let's just ask the question, does God have a purpose for my life? Well, Psalm 8 verse 6 says, "You gave them charge of everything that you've made, putting all things under their control, all under their authority." It really confirms what Genesis 1 says. But that's mankind. Does God have a purpose for my life? Is it an individual plan? Well, Psalm 139 says so. It says that you saw me before I was born, and every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed by. Psalm 23 says, "He leads, he guides, he renews." It says, "He guides me along the right path." So he has a path for us, bringing honor to his name. "And even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me." Why is it that we think that when times get tough, that we're off the path or that God's abandoned us? It's not according to Psalm 23. It seems like that David's saying that I was following the Lord. He was leading, he was guiding, and he led me into this place, into this dark valley, to maybe just to prove that he would be still with me in the hardship, in the hard times. It leads me to conclude that God does have a purpose, even in the dark valley.
Extend apart from where your feet rest on the sunrise.
So 1 Samuel 21, David's on the run from Saul. In chapter 22, David's joined by his brothers, which is interesting, his relatives. And it says that they're probably fearful of their lives as well. Saul's making threats against everyone. And it says, as time goes on, he's joined by the men who are in trouble or in debt or who were just discontent, like a old-fashioned Robin Hood and his merry men. These guys are wandering through the wilderness and they're on the run from Saul and doing good deeds along the way. But this is David. This is the guy who God said, you will be king of Israel. And here he finds himself now running for his life. In chapter 24, Saul has 3,000 men out searching for David with the intention of killing him. And as it does, nature calls, and so Saul needs to find a private spot, and he goes to a cave. Little did he know that David and his 400 men were sitting there in the cave all holding their noses, probably. Verse 4 says, now's your opportunity, David's men whispered to him. Today, the Lord is telling you, I will certainly put your enemy into your power to do with as you wish. So David crept forward and he cut off a piece of the hem of Saul's robe. Verse 5. But then David's conscience began to bother him because he'd cut off Saul's robe. The Lord knows I shouldn't have done that to the Lord my king, for the Lord has chosen him. Don't miss this. David's men are telling David what God's will is for David's life. They're actually saying, this is God telling you, this is the Lord's words. The Lord is telling you, I will certainly put Saul into your hands. But David smells something, and it's not just Saul. He knows that he can't simply do as he wishes. He knows that's not part of God's plan because God has put Saul in place and he's still on the throne. But he sees an opportunity. He sees Saul's robe, it's sitting there, and he thinks, maybe I can prove something to Saul. Maybe he was a little bit proud about the situation, I'm not sure. But whatever the reason, he decided to cut off a piece of Saul's robe. So there's two reasons we usually get off track with God. One is that we listen to the advice of people who claim to be godly and actually not. They're not sure of what God's will is. They're just saying what suits them. And that was true of David and his men. They just wanted to get out of the cave, I'd say, and go home. But people think they know God's will better than you do, and it's something that we need to be very mindful of and stay close to God, stay connected to God, and listen to Him and His direction for us. God has a plan for your life. Number two is we cut corners and we try to shortcut the process in order to achieve what we think is God's plan. That we have an idea of what God's plan is and we haven't actually approached God about it. And so we cut corners, we take the easy road, we shortcut the process. But the process is part of God's plan. Process is an important part. The process develops the character that God requires in us. He's trying to develop in us. In the process is where we learn to trust. In the storm is where we learn to walk on water. In the valley is where we experience God beside us. God speaks to David and he says, David, don't cut corners. Don't take an easy road out. I have a plan for your life. But you must work with me in the process. It will require patience. How often are you tempted to cut corners and take the easy road? Listen to the advice that gives you an easy option, easy out, and bypass the process in order to achieve the goal. As humans, we have a default, I think, for the easy road, and even Jesus knows that. And that's why he says in Matthew chapter 7, you can enter the kingdom only through the narrow gate. And the kingdom of hell is broad, and its gate is wide for many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few find it. Friends, God does have a plan for your life. If life's tough, know that it is part of God's plan, that he's there with you in it. His presence is with you, and he wants you to know that. He wants you to develop a faith and a trust in him, in the hardship, in the problem. And 2 Peter says that this faith then develops character, and the character develops knowledge of him, and knowledge, self-control, and patience leads to endurance and godliness, and finally brotherly affection with love for everyone. So when all we see is problems, then take heart. God is with us. God has a plan, and we can trust God in the process. Have a great week. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that you have a plan for our lives. We know that it is a good plan. We know that your plan all works together for good. And Lord, we just have to learn to trust you in the process. We understand that we do have problems in our life, and these problems cause difficulties and hardship and pain and hurt. But Lord, we can thank you that your presence is with us, helping us in the pain to get through it. Father, I pray for everyone today in our church and our family and friends, that you'll be with them, that you'll be comforting them during this painful time of loss. We know people have lost family this week. And so, Lord, I just pray that your presence will be powerful in their life, that you'll comfort them. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the hands, in the heartache, all the same.